Good morning. My guest this morning is storyteller Mariana de Cruz. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning. I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you.
Very glad to have you. So you are going to be telling stories on Sunday, the 24th of September at the Occidental Center. Talk about stories and what they mean to you.
Well, I've been a Waldorf Steiner teacher for a number of years. I taught through the grades, and I also taught in the high school. And throughout that time, I told many stories. And oftentimes, children would be going through difficulties, and I could find a story that actually portrayed in story some of what they were going through. And I found that when I told those stories, it really helped the students move on and get past the difficulties. And I had some very remarkable transformative experiences with those students over the years through the storytelling. So I became an avid believer in the power of stories to change the lives of children and adolescents.
So the book that you are launching at the Occidental Center is called The Right Story at the Right Time. Can you speak to that title a little bit?
Yes. Well, there is an art to choosing the right story to tell at the right time. And the book goes through ages and stages of childhood and includes stories for each age and stage. And it also includes a group of stories addressed to specific problems and challenges that children and adolescents have. So it's easy to find the right story.
Oh, that's great. What's your favorite kind of story? What do you gravitate to if you have your druthers and you can tell any story you want?
Well, I really like a group of stories called teaching tales, because these are stories that give a very clear metaphor of a problem and then a clear resolution. And they're not long stories. They're pithy, short stories. And I enjoy those very much. And I also am very passionate about helping people to understand the wisdom in wonder tales. And in America, we call them fairy tales, but actually there's no fairy in any of the stories. There's always a moment of wonder where something that's been gets transformed into something else for the better. So I'm very passionate about helping people to understand the meanings of those stories, because they're complex.
I've heard people say that that storytelling is kind of a lost art, that children don't respond to it anymore. How do you react to a feeling like that?
Well, I think it's a sad situation. I think it's more challenging to engage children today. And that's why I try to encourage people to come to the workshop and learn how to actually tell a story that will engage the children.
So this includes a 90-minute workshop, right?
Yes, it does. And in the workshop, they will learn how to choose a story for the right age or the right problem. Then they will learn three simple methods for learning the story by heart, and they will actually have a chance to tell the story to someone else.
I was talking to my wife, Anna, just the other day. She asked me, when you were a kid, what kind of radio shows did you listen to? Well, I went off on that one for quite some time because I'm old enough to have been in the radio era with my parents, and we were inveterate. Did you listen to radio as a child?
I'm sure I did, yes. It wasn't radio and television in my house didn't come in until I was a little bit older. I was probably 12.
And
so I got my fill then. Yes, I did.
Was it TV?
We had the television then, I think, when I was about 12.
Right. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you. It's very similar to talking to my wife. I have to admit that. And I'm very glad you came in. And you are going to be at the Occidental Center for the Arts on September 24th, 2 to 4 p.m. For information, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org or 874-9392. That's 3850 Doris Murphy Way in Occidental. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.